from 1 John, the first chapter, verses 6 through 9, supporting scripture coming from Romans 10, 9 and 10 that you've already heard in your hearing. The Bible declares, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We are to use a subject of thought this morning. If you want to fix it, you got to face it. If you want to fix it, you got to face it. The church that if they are taught right will build up a nation that will obey. Some of us have gotten to the place where we are so set in our own ways and we got our own mindset that no matter who it is, what they say or what they do, you're going to do it however you want to do it anyhow. Have any witnesses in the house this morning? It's all right to have your own mind, but every now and again you have to listen to what somebody else says. And that don't mean that everything they say is right, and it doesn't mean that everything they say is wrong. But you have to pick out what is for you and what's for you, and what's not for you is not for you. We got to learn that they are the church of today as well as the church of tomorrow. And we got to help them along the way. It seems like a lot of times when we talk about our young people, we think that they've gone wild and they're doing any and everything that they want to do. But let us be thankful that just like us, some of them had to go through some things just to realize who God really is. And I found out that you don't have to be old to know who God is and what God is able to do. But we got to learn how to teach them the right thing to do. So I applaud you parents that try to keep your kids on the straight and narrow, to support them in all that they do in school, playing sports, and most importantly, in serving God. We sort of pick and choose what we're going to support and what we're not going to support. But when it comes to our young people, we ought to be willing and able to do whatever we can to help them along the way. Nobody would be able to help them as well as the living example that you live before them. A lot of children, especially our younger kids, what they see is what they do. So if you know how to behave yourself, then your children will learn how to behave themselves. We got to show them by example how to live a God-fearing life. Help them to understand that the fear of the Lord is just a good thing to have, because that fear is in awe of the power and the love that God has for us. It's been said on many occasions that before we can help somebody else, we got to help our own selves, and we got to learn how to do things the way that God would have us to do. We got to be honest with them that sometimes we don't have all of the answers. Sometimes life is going to be hard, and sometimes we got to show them how to be gracefully stand and keep the faith even when things are going wrong. When things are rough and when things begin to get cloudy, that's a good time for you to let your light shine before your children. Even when death comes into the family circle, that's a good time to let your children know how you handle death. It's all right to cry. It's all right to grieve. But at some point or another, you got to know that as long as God is giving you life, you got to continue to move forward, pressing toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Well, now, who is Christ Jesus? We got to teach them who Christ Jesus is. You know, we got to understand that there's some of the little babies that they think I'm Jesus. And so they come to see Jesus. My granddaughter, when she go to church, she said, I'm going to Jesus. I said, no, you're going to church. No, I'm going to Jesus. And so I just let her go on to Jesus. It's good to have that name in your mind. Good to be able to know that children can recognize the difference. And that's why we have to learn how to teach our children to just let God be God and to let them know that there is a God somewhere. Let them know when the cupboard is bare, God will give you food to eat. Let them know when they want this, that, or the other. You might not be able to get what they want, but if you get what they need, and explain to them that there are some time that they're going to come to you and you're going to have to say no. There's some time they're going to come to you and you got to be honest with yourself and them. Well, we can't afford this. Don't be ashamed to tell them the truth. We got to learn this morning that when things get rough, we got to learn not to spare the rod and spoil the child. Discipline is necessary for good upbringing. King Solomon said, who is full of wisdom, tells us in Proverbs 23 and 13, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. So every now and again, you might get a spanking, you might get put on punishment or anything, whatever your parent decide to do. And prayerfully, they would do things in a decent order. We got to teach our children how to respect us, but it is better for them to respect us than to fear us. You don't want a child that's so afraid of you that when you come in the house, they shut down. We got to learn how to meet them somewhere in between and let them know that what I'm doing, and as children, I know you don't understand right now that I'm going to whoop you this morning for your good. But what good is that when you are beating me and when you are making me realize that there's pain behind my wrongdoing? But this would teach them how to discipline themselves and to know that whatever they do, there's going to be some consequences. You do a good thing, then you're going to be praised and you're going to be lifted up. You do a bad thing, then you're going to be put on punishment or you're going to be told that you can't do it like that. You can't allow yourself to just be your child's friend. You got to be a parent first and then try to develop a friendship. And if you do that in the long run, if you train them in the way that they should go, when they get grown, they're going to be the same one that if you did them right, they're going to do you right. That there are some folk that they better not have to go to the nurse home because there's somebody that's not going to come and see about them. There's somebody that you've been done raised and you done did this, that, or the other. But when you need them, they don't even have time for you. I believe that you ought to teach your children that when things happen in the family circle, we teach them the importance of what family is all about. Teach them what the ancestors had to go through. Teach them that you can't do anything you want to do any way that you want to do. And God forbid any and everything come out your mouth. Well, now they don't learn how to cuss unless you've been cussing at home. Now, there was a time that we could just put it on home, but television now isn't got a wow. Say anything, do anything. And so we can't monitor them 24/7. We got to trust that they're going to learn right from wrong. They're going to learn that there are consequences for doing wrong. So as we teach them what to do, when in the time he or she have a family, they would know how and what to do. They're going to grow up and be adults. They're going to have children of their own. And then that's when it'll click into their minds some of the things that you are telling them right now. Even though they may not understand it, tell them anyway. Because at some point or another, you'd be surprised what our children comprehend. They are always listening. They are always watching. And whatever you do, do the best you can to let the light of Jesus shine in your life. So to our adults this morning, as well as our children, we got to know that we will not always do the right thing. The reason is that the Bible declares we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Sin is a transgression. Sin is defined as an overstepping of the law. The divine boundary between good and evil, right or wrong, entered in the world through Adam, was and is universal. and Christ alone endured our guilt and our shame when he died on the cross. So we all are acquainted with sin. And unless we are in denial, even after claiming salvation, we still must repent for what we call even the sins of omission. There's no such thing as a little sin or a big sin, for the Bible declared that all unrighteousness is sin. So how can we fix sin? In our text this morning, the Bible declares, as we look here at 1 John, the Bible declared that that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, declare unto him that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and we walk in darkness, we lie. We do not the truth. So we got to learn to be truthful in the matter. If we say that we have fellowship with him and we continue to walk in the darkness, then we are just telling ourselves a lie. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all of our sins. If you were to look around in the world, the worst thing or the greatest thing that brings us down is sin. If we go back through the pages of history and the pages of time, we would realize that the children of Israel, as much as God loved them, they still was caught up in sin. Always turning their backs on God, always doing what they wanted to do, or doing what wherever they was in whatever country or land that they were in, they started to do what they were doing instead of doing what they were taught to do. You got to come to a place where you allow God to be your God. You got to come to a place where you can't allow yourself to continue to walk in darkness. If you know that you're in darkness, then you got to find a way to get to the light. And those of us that would say we have no sin, the Bible said that we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. See, some of us have forgot when we used to do this, that, or the other. But we can always remember who's doing who and what's happening in the life right now. You got to know that it's not about what you think, but it's about what the Lord God thinks and what God has said that we ought to do. Some of us still yet are walking in darkness. And I found out that a lot of time when you walk in darkness, you're going to stumble, you're going to run into something, there's going to be some trouble along the way, but somehow or another, you be looking for that light. Just the other day, we were sitting there, and all of a sudden, everything just went black. But thank God it came right back on. I was so happy. You don't want to be caught up in darkness. I started thinking, I don't even know where a candle is. You got to know that when you are in darkness, you're in trouble. You got to work your way through that darkness, and you got to know that the Bible declared that you have sinned, so that you are a sinner saved by the grace of God, not by any merits of your own. A lot of us like to boast about, I'm saved, sanctified, highly favored in the Lord, and we're not walking nothing, we're not talking nothing, we're not living nothing. Being favored don't mean that you got a nice car and a big house. Being in favor is knowing that you got the grace of God that walks with you and talks with you and lets you remind you that you are his own, and you're going to have some good days and some bad times. And the Bible declared that Jesus even said that in this life, you shall have trials and tribulation. But then he come back and say, be of good cheer. I've already overcome the world. God already did what needs to be done. So sometimes while we're trying to figure it out, we got to know that God has already worked it out. Anybody know that God done worked out your situation? Sometimes you're in the process of God working it out. And while you're in that process, you can't give up hope. You got to hold on and hold out and trust that the power of God will do what God said that he would do. God said that I'll be your God if you would be my people. And if we're going to be God's people, we got to act like a child of God. We got to let our light so shine before men that they might be able to see some Jesus in us. It didn't say make your light shine, but let your light shine. See, that light ought to be already in you. I see the light in these children this morning. Some of them may not understand a whole lot of what's going on, but by and by, they will understand it better. By and by, things are going to happen in their life to let them know that sin is a dangerous thing. Don't play with sin, because sin don't play with you. Sin is part of the enemy's traps to get you messed up and get your mind so confused that you don't even know that God still loves you. How many times have you fallen down and begin to wallow in self-pity? Begin to think, oh, Lord, I'm so bad. I've done so much wrong. But I'm so glad that God can look beyond our faults. Oh, didn't nobody hear me? God looked beyond our fault and saw a need to bless our very soul. Do we deserve it? Many times, no. But because God is a merciful God, because he is a grateful God and a God that will do what nobody else can do, I'm going to trust God anyway. Now, the Bible said when we talk about sin, if we confess our sins, then he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You can't clean up yourself. You got to have a mind and a will to do better, but you can't do it all by yourself. How many of you know that it took time and it took the power of God to bring us out of the darkness into his marvelous light? And once we got in the light, then that don't mean that you're going to be exempt from the enemy trying to pull you down and trying to mess up what's going on in your life. You got to learn how to talk to the devil and tell him to get thee behind me. Got to learn how to allow the Holy Spirit to show you that we still possess our old nature. Many of us testify, I'm so glad I'm not what I used to be. But the only reason I'm not what I used to be is I found out that there is another way. You got to find out that there's another way, and that other way is trying Jesus for yourself. I thank God because he is a forgiving God. And as you walk in darkness, God will bring you out. God will allow you to know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. A lot of time we rather lie than tell the truth. But God hates a liar. You got to learn how to be honest with yourself. Stop denying that you got a problem in your life. Now, all of us that have a testimony that I am saved, that everything is all right, see or realize that old nature sometimes just sort of comes up. You're not careful. Them words that you don't use anymore, you hadn't forgot them. That old nature will push them right on out your mouth. Sometimes we act like we got a little bit of Jesus, everything's all right now. But I found out once you get saved, that's when the real battle starts. As long as the devil got you, he ain't gonna bother you. You already doing what he wants you to do. But when you are trying to do the right thing, when you're trying to pull away from some folk and some things, you got to have a little bit of strength. You got to have some power and some faith to know that God will allow you to do what's in your heart to do. When we confess or say that we have no sin, the Bible declared that we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Our confession is unto God. So if we want to fix it, we have to face it. Don't let pride or shame keep us from facing God and for confessing that God is the God that we can all trust. All we got to do this morning, hallelujah, Jesus. I feel like preaching just a little bit longer because the Lord God been so good to me that he gave me power and strength enough to stand this morning, woke me up this morning, clothed in my right mind, and having a mind to go to the house of the Lord and to expound on the word of God. Somehow or another, I woke up this morning glad to be still alive, glad to be a child of the King. And I found out that it's not all about me. But I looked around and my daughter was all right. My granddaughter is all right. And my great-granddaughter is all right. So I got to give my God some praise. God is the one that woke them up this morning. You got to learn to stop sitting down on God. Stop thinking that God owes you something. If the Lord never does anything else, hallelujah. Am I talking to anybody in here? Anybody in here know the blessings of God? How many of you know that God done brought you a mighty long way? And if God had brought you a mighty long way, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody deliver you like Jesus. Can't nobody lift you up like Jesus. I'm so glad this morning that I found out that God is a mighty God. And I just stopped by Fowl's Chapel this morning to say, brother, my heart desire and my prayer to God is that Israel might be saved. But not only Israel, but Gentiles. Those of us right here, the Lexingtonians, God wants us to be saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost. And I stopped by to let you know, don't be ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish your own righteousness. See, some of us got our own mind. We're going to do it our own way. But I'm so glad this morning that I'm trusting the mighty God. For Christ is the end of the law that righteousness to everyone that believe it. And I found out through the word of God, Moses tried the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things should live by them. But I'm living by grace. I'm living by the mercy of God. I'm living by the word of God. And I found out that wherever God is, that's where I want to be. You see, if you shall ascend unto heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. Or if you shall descend into the deep, that is to bring him up Christ again from the dead. I'm so glad that when they hung him on Calvary's Hill and laid him down in a borrowed tomb, on the third day he got up for your sin, got up for my sin. And he said, I want to let you know that if you want to fix it this morning, then open up your mouth. For the Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Bible declares, for the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, shall not be ashamed, but shall be made unto salvation. So my sinful days got turned around by the grace of God. And I just stopped by Fowl's Chapel to tell somebody this morning, I love the Lord because he first loved me. And I thank my God this morning that the word of salvation of faith to all who will hear and believe, all you got to do to fix it is to turn it over to the Lord. But first of all, you got to learn, get out of denial, face your faults. If you're a drunk, say, I'm a drunk, and I need to sober up. You got to face the problem before you can fix the problem. But how are you going to fix it unless you got the Lord on your side? I stopped by to tell you, I'm so glad, so glad, so glad that I got the Lord on my side. I'm in the palm of God's hand. And as long as I stay in God's hand, as long as you stay in God's hand, no man, no woman can pull you out. Trust in God. And God will do what needs to be done. But if you got a problem in your life, and one of our main problems is sin. But if you got a problem in your life, in order to fix it, you first of all got to face it. Stop being in denial. Stop saying that God won't do, because God is able this morning to do what nobody else can do. If you want to fix it, hallelujah, you got to face it. Sometimes, it's hard to face the fact that you done got caught up in a lie. You know how it is when we get into that he say, she say? And they said, I'm still looking for they. And the he's and the she's that I found, they say a whole lot outside the gate. They say a whole lot under the sound, up under their breath. But how many of them can you say love you more than the Lord God loves you? When you know that you are a child of the King, we have problems. And so when I dealt with that word sin, sin is one of those things that is universal. And it spreads to all of the many different things that you might be going through. You see, sin causes other problems. And unless you face your sinful ways, then you can't fix the things that need to be fixed. But if you face it and you give it over to the Lord, then God somehow, some way, turns everything for your good. I'm a true believer that what God has for me is for me. And I'm so glad that I found out that everybody that smiles in your face are not necessarily your friend. But I found out that I can look at the backstabber and still love him as my brother or my sister. Because I'm not going to allow you to send me to hell. If I go to hell, it's going to be on my own accord. And God forbid, as long as we've been on this Christian journey, that hell would be our home. But we got two places to go. Hell or heaven. It's your choice. But in order to get to heaven, you got to confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart that God raised you up. Because when you're so caught up in sin, you're just a dead vessel. Walking around with no joy, no peace, no happiness. No real friend, because all you got is associates that's just sucking the blood out of you, looking for the next thing they can get out of you. But when you come into the marvelous light of God and you take things at face value, don't believe everything they say. But one thing you can believe this morning, God loves you. God loves us more than we even love ourselves. Because even when I was yet in sin, Christ still died for us. So I'm saying to all of the believers, and especially the unbelievers, if sin is the problem that you have this morning, all you got to do is face it. And Paul said, confess with your mouth. You don't have to tell us about it. Talk to Jesus. Tell him all about your trouble. And how many are so glad that God continues to just make a way. We serve a way-making God, a God of peace, a God of joy, a God that can do anything that needs to be done.